America Weekend.
Let's talk about us.
Okay.
We were always friendly.
Right. Good relationship.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
It was a week when entertainment blended into the real world.
I know. Imagine that.
Yes. So here we go with this week's entertainment / real world report.
Okay. So Trump and Megyn Kelly had that interview.
Yes.
Very interesting, because I don't know what I was expecting when I tuned in to watch this interview, but it was very professional.
Mm-hmm.
There were no cheap jabs, in my opinion. And Megyn Kelly actually was asking questions like, were you ever bullied growing up? What is a situation in your life that you can actually say really affected you emotionally? He spoke about the death of his brother. He spoke about, you know, the fact that he's been divorced twice and mm-hmm. how those two instances really taught him a lot about relationships and trust and things like that. And he said things like, quote, when I'm wounded, I go after that person hard.
Ooh.
Okay. So that kind of led into the whole controversy between Megyn's question to him in that first debate
mm-hmm.
about where Trump actually says it was more of a statement, and that's why he was offended. It wasn't really a question. It was more her just saying how he referred to women as pigs and all these other derogatory things. He regrets saying some of the things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he should have used some different language when he was responding, and that he wasn't trying to be a bully to the other candidates or anything like that, or to her.
He was quiet and he seemed a little contrite. He never apologized.
No,
to her.
No, no. He never apologized,
no.
But he did when she asked, do you have any regrets? He said, yes.
And
he did say that.
Right. That's his way of saying, hey, look, you know what? I went too far. I shouldn't have said
right,
what I did.
Right, right,
the whole
right.
thing about blood coming out of wherever.
Right.
That was his way of doing it.
But she also asked him about bullying. She said, mm-hmm. you know, bullying is a problem. And, you know, as parents, you teach your kids no name calling.
Right.
And she goes, how could you then lead our country when you do those things? And his response was, it's not a one-sided street. I did those things in response to the other people doing that to me first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of true.
It is true.
Right?
It's, you know what it is? It's a natural defense mechanism that a lot of people will suppress when they're in a public or a media setting. He doesn't do that.
No.
And like it or not, that is just
that's
the way
who he is.
And let's be honest, the purpose of this interview was to kind of make him seem presidential. She's
right.
trying to build a career on this, too,
because
she's rumored
she
to be she wants to leave Fox.
Come on.
She has said she wants to be the next Barbara Walters, or heaven forbid, the next Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, man.
And so there was a lot for them both to gain
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
So he looked presidential to a point, and she looked Barbara Walters-ian to a point.
There was definitely an agenda behind this
That's
interview.
Right. And then she had on Michael Douglas and Robert Shapiro. It's like, why? I mean, she's pulling out retreads
yeah,
for this thing.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Anyway. Okay, so moving on. I read
yes.
this interesting article from the Huffington Post about
mm-hmm.
a model who is suing Bill Cosby. It's the whole Bill Cosby controversy,
uh-oh.
But is also dragging in Hugh Hefner into the mix.
Hef, why?
Okay, so I guess Chloe Goines.
Okay.
That's her name. Model, 26 years old.
Mm.
So I guess they were at the mansion.
Yes.
And she was served alcohol that was spiked with something.
That's not good.
So she says. She says that she woke up in a bedroom with
yeah.
her top exposed, with Bill Cosby nibbling on her toes and his pants down. Okay.
Oh, my.
So she is going after Cosby for sexual battery, gender violence, and intentional emotional distress. But not only is she suing Bill Cosby, she's also suing Hugh Hefner for conspiracy, because he was the one that allowed a minor to be served alcohol at his residence.
Wow. How old is she?
26 years old.
How does the
and
minor?
And this happened in 2008.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like last Tuesday
no,
or something.
No, no, no. This happened back in 2008.
Wow. So poor Hef gets dragged into this whole Cosby thing.
Yeah. Apparently this lawsuit was filed, I don't know, recently in Los Angeles
wow.
Superior Court. So that saga continues,
our icons
unfortunately.
Continue to fall in our own eyes.
Question.
Yes.
Were drugs involved in the death of Prince?
I don't know. A lot of people have opined they may have been. Do you have the answer?
Many people, though, close to Prince
yeah.
are like, absolutely not. He was so clean. He didn't like drugs. He was very pure.
He wouldn't even take Benefiber. It was awful.
It was crazy, right? So now we're learning that drugs may have been involved.
Uh-oh.
Specifically a combination of Percocets and a synthetic opiate called buprenorphine.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is, but it's a synthetic
opiate.
Good
for you to be able to pronounce that.
Okay.
I'm impressed.
Cops think it's suspicious that his doctor and the son of his rehab doctor were at his home when he passed away.
That's never good.
So that's a little bit suspicious.
Good.
And you know what came to my brain when I read this?
What?
The whole Michael Jackson thing.
It was the same thing.
Right?
Right. Doctor whatever his name is, he was there just before that whole thing happened too.
And it turned out that he was injecting him with
of
this
course.
Drug to help him sleep. They called it like the juice or something.
I don't remember the term, but there was a phrase for it,
a
euphemistic
phrase. Right, and it was something so like kind of childlike that he used. Anyway, that's what came to mind here. So I think it's going to be interesting when this toxicology report finally comes out and we find out, and then all his close friends and relatives who claim they knew Prince so well are going to be all shot down.
And it's something when you have enough money and influence to allegedly have a doctor kind of just administrate your addiction and do whatever you want.
Money talks.
I need this. I want that. Sure. Here it is. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Money talks.
Doctor writes the prescription, stops off at the local drugstore, brings it over, and vroom, vroom, off we go. Yes.
It's kind of sad because these doctors who you trust with your life are supposed to know better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so staying on the Prince subject, but in a little bit of a lighter note.
A lighter Prince.
Weird Al Yankovic, okay?
Yes.
You know, he's famous for his parodies, popular songs and things like that, said he has a few parodies of Prince songs, but he's not going to be releasing them.
Why? Come on, Al.
He goes, Prince never gave his approval when he was alive. Wait a minute. Prince never gave his approval when he was alive when Weird Al would actually request permission to air the parodies.
Yeah.
And he says that out of respect, he's not even going to try to get the approval from the family. They will remain in the vault.
So he gets permission? So Madonna was
of
giving
course.
Him permission for like a surgeon back in 85?
I guess
really?
So. I guess. Well, I don't know if it's permission. I guess it's just approval because it is them. It is him.
They're covering the song to a certain extent.
It is him using the music and making fun of the concept of it.
So Michael Jackson signed off on Eat It? Really?
Just so that he could sleep well at night, Ed. He got approval from all these other artists, but Prince said, no thank you, sir.
Wow, maybe this is why Michael Jackson and Prince were doing drugs in the first place.
Somebody else.
You just tied the whole thing up with a big, beautiful bow.
Isn't it crazy?
It is.
Okay, so Mariah Carey is getting married again.
She
you
is?
Believe that?
What, 9th, 10th time?
I mean, it's crazy. How many? Well, the last one that she was married to, she had twins with, right? Didn't she have kids with? And then they got married, or they got divorced.
Oh,
it was like some young guy.
Nick, what's his name?
Right, Cannon.
Nick Cannon. And he ended up in the hospital or
something. Yeah, I don't know. That was a very
weird
situation.
And then he was
situation.
Like doing America's Got Talent like 6 days later. The whole thing was
weird.
He's
a radio host, isn't he?
He's a big radio guy. Now he's a TV guy.
Okay, well, while on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, she said that her and James Packer, who's the name of the new husband, who is also a very wealthy person, billionaire type person, they both want prenups. No kidding.
Smart
because
move.
they're both very, very rich. But, you know,
they don't trust each other.
Everyone has value. This is she was going on about, we want prenups. But, you know, everyone's life has value.
Of course.
But sign the prenup.
Sign the prenup and I'll love you forever.
There were also rumors that she wanted a circus themed wedding.
Her life is a circus.
But she knocked down those rumors probably because of her PR person, because she went on to say, it's ridiculous to think that I would want endangered animals at my wedding.
Yeah.
That's just so irresponsible of me to, you know, endanger the lives of these endangered animals.
So get some acrobats and be done with it. You don't need the animals.
Let me ask you something.
Please.
After wedding number one.
Yes.
You shouldn't be allowed to have grand weddings after that.
No, you get a grand wedding for the first one. And then, the second one is I made a mistake with the first one. Nice and quiet for the second one. Few close friends. Third, thereafter, just stop by City Hall, throw $5 in the window and be done with it. You
go
know
on
what?
And get on a yacht with like a couple people
not
and
even that.
Get
just,
married.
Just do it on your own. Vegas it. Do whatever you want. Leave the world out of it.
But it's Mariah Carey, so are you surprised?
Of course not, because she is a circus.
She is a circus.
She is.
It's very, very. Okay, Ed.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to go off the radar here.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a couple different things.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that Pizza Hut is testing a beer-infused pizza in England?
That's a great idea. That really is a good idea.
They're like, you love pizza. Everybody
you
loves
love beer.
Why not combine them both?
Two for one.
I guess they're infusing the beer into the dough, which isn't so unheard of, but they're testing it in England. And if it goes well, they're going to expand to the U.S.
Give me some beer crust.
How exciting is that?
I like that. They're going to make tons of money on that.
Cheesecake Factory. was there the other day. They have a Skinnylicious menu now. I swear to you. They have their whole book. You know, yeah, when you go to Cheesecake right. Factory, it's like a novel.
It is a book.
There's so many freaking options.
It's a plastic-coated book.
Now they give you this long, skinny menu. Yeah. It's long, Skinnylicious menu. And it's every meal under 600 calories.
That's a smart move. Because you know what? You go in there, the food portions and what they serve, ridiculously too heavy.
So I got a Skinnylicious. Yeah. I got the angel hair pasta with lemon garlic shrimp, which was delicious. And Mike got this other pasta, and not on the Skinnylicious menu. And you're right. The serving sizes.
It's stupid.
Like, it's like for five people.
And you can't eat
Who
it all.
Who can eat all of that?
And then you know what? Then you're taking it home, but then you're having this heavy meal again the next day.
Right.
And it just really defeats the purpose of trying to eat healthy and be smart about it.
Crazy.
So, well.
All right. But anyway, the point of me saying that is that there are some other chains that are trying to bring back like things that will boost their sales because the chain restaurants that aren't going towards that healthy.
They're dying.
No one's going there.
Nobody wants to go there anymore.
All right. You know Topps?
Yes.
The trading cards?
Yes.
Do you know that they have a trading card app?
I heard something about this.
But wait, the reason why I bring it up.
Yes.
They have MLB, MLS, and NFL.
Right.
But they also have Star Wars and Walking Dead.
And I know you've probably done it for The Walking Dead already.
I've had the Star Wars one and The Walking Dead one
for
like a year now.
Stay with us for more to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.